The Tazewell County Board Chairman says the state is hemorrhaging people and money, and he wants to go to Springfield to help.
When you have somebody who's wounded, you have to stop the bleeding before you can start to heal the patient.
That's David Zimmerman. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Wednesday, January 6th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with a union-backed development group moving ahead with a $9 million affordable senior housing project that would use the old TB sanatorium in Normal. Charlie Schlenker has the story.
The Laborers Home Development Corporation has done a lot of housing, senior housing, affordable family housing, you name it. The goal is to provide jobs for Laborers International Union workers in the Midwest region. Laborers Corporation Representative Tim Ryan says McLean County government approached them about the idea.
We've added a school into senior apartments. I believe the county kind of caught wind of that and asked if we would consider looking at this project for that same type, for that basically that same population.
Ryan says the location of the Fairview building that used to house the county health department is well suited for senior living close to services and on a major bus route.
With the nursing home being next door, you could potentially have a situation where one spouse is living in our development and maybe the other spouse is at the nursing home, and then that way they don't have to be too far separated. Or, you know, once they leave our development, if they need more care or assistance, they can always move to the nursing home.
Ryan says a marketing study shows there is a substantial need for affordable senior housing in Bloomington Normal. He says Laborers Home Development would put an addition on the back of the Fairview building for the 46-unit project.
The existing structure will still have some units, but that building will primarily have tenant service space in it, so like a community room, the leasing manager's office, most likely a maintenance personnel's office.
The Normal Planning Commission takes up the proposal this week. Ryan says construction could begin late this year, though that's a very soft target. The county would still have to grant a lease or sell the land, and the development group still needs tax credits awarded by the Illinois Housing Development Authority for the project to proceed. Ryan says Laborers Home Development also remains interested in a potential affordable housing development south of the train tracks in Uptown Normal. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There are now a record 37 people from McLean County hospitalized with COVID-19. The county's testing positivity rate ticked up to 10%, though no new deaths were reported. Tazewell County Board Chair David Zimmerman says he's interested in being appointed to Bill Brady's old Senate seat. State Representative Tim Butler of Springfield says he no longer wants the job. And lawyers for the town of Normal and for a local business accused of violating COVID restrictions faced off at a liquor commission hearing last night, but a decision on Joe's Station House isn't expected for several weeks. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Wetland construction along the Mackinac River makes a big difference in restoring water systems from McLean County all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. But the conservation group working to make that happen faces issues with funding and getting landowners on board. I spoke to the Nature Conservancy's Maria Lemke and Krista Kirkham about a recently released study on conservation efforts near Bloomington.
The Mackinac River watershed is, right there near Bloomington, and the Conservancy's been working in this watershed for over 25 years now, actually. And it was chosen as a priority site for the Conservancy because it is a really high quality river system, has a lot of really great quality habitat for aquatic and terrestrial species. And it has a lot of fish and mussel species in it, a lot of diversity. It is highly agricultural, especially kind of the upper half of the watershed. So that's where we have been focusing a lot, is working with the agricultural community, partners, landowners, farmers, to try to reduce specifically nitrogen and phosphorus runoff from agriculture into the river. And it's not just for the river watershed itself, because water, you know, what keeps on flowing downstream. So the Mackinac River flows into the Illinois River and then on into the Mississippi River and down to the Gulf of Mexico. So there's some local reasons for, you know, trying to reduce nutrient runoff, like drinking water, and also really regional and national reasons for doing that. That's kind of the big picture. I don't know, Krista, if you want to add.
No, that was really good. I'll just throw in that, you know, when we talk about the watershed work in the Mackinac, it's not unique to many other watersheds within Illinois. You know, we there's high nutrient issues in many of our watersheds in the Midwest, honestly, and whether that's urban contributions or agriculture, you know, we all have a role to play in trying to reduce nutrients that are going to the Gulf of Mexico.
And so what was this five-year study looking at?
The big goals were, on the science side, were to figure out how well constructed wetlands work in reducing nitrogen and phosphorus values. We were also looking also a lot on the economics of this. You know, what does it really take to get these in to the watershed? So it's really, you know, what does it take at scale within the watershed to see changes at that watershed scale? But also, what does it mean for the farmer? You know, what are all the small details coming in to make this viable financially for them as well? So that was kind of a side bonus, which is really what this paper was about. All these things that we learned going through this process with the producers and learning where the things went smoothly and where things really didn't.
What will it take to get farmers on board?
Yeah, I'll take a stab. So I worked pretty closely with a handful of producers on this. And so myself and Jackie Kraft with the McLean County Soil and Water District worked. She definitely had the lion's share of this, but it was interesting to learn all the different steps involved that would, and every single producer is different on what their concerns are and what their farm operation is too, and what's available also on their farm. You know, they may have the interest, but maybe their soil types were right, or maybe it was a perfect site, but they're not interested. You know, there's a lot of different ways to go about it. And living here in Central Illinois, you know, we have some of the most productive farm grounds in the state, if not definitely the nation. Very, very good. So it's really kind of going around that concept of, like, you know, if you were going to take ground out of production, you know, it's a hard concept to get around because we do have such good soils. And so not only does this conservation practice need to pay for itself, it also needs to make a lot of sense for the farmer.
Hear more of my interview with Maria Lemke and Krista Kirkham from the Nature Conservancy tonight at 5 on WGLT's Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Technology Commission meets tonight at 4 at City Hall. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.